Saturday, July 9th. With only one more day left in Texas, we're reaching for the sun. In the crisp, cool morning, I took a cup of coffee out of the swimming pool to sit with Lyndon and talk and swim and watch the flag flapping in the breeze. And then, hungering for a real walk, I asked the newspaper people who had spent the night in the Cedar House, the Guilds, the Youngs, the Horners, if they'd like to have a long walk in the Reagan with me. Mrs. Young joined me. We walked about a mile and a half around the circle, past two of the deer feeders. It's so much more an intimate relationship with the earth, the walk, than to drive or fly. A different perspective. We passed the field of Sudan grass and saw the young buffalo, three females, feeding contentedly, their dark backs just showing above the green of the grass. We did not see the young bull who has come down from Oklahoma, but I hear that he has made a couple of runs at the fence, pinning it but not making his way through. After an hour or so, Lyndon and all the rest of the newspaper people came up in the convertible, the top down, Lyndon very bronze. And we looked for big blue and the English reds and the Seeker deer. With Lyndon frequently getting Dale on the phone to tell him things that needed to be done. Canadian deer looked in bad condition. Did they have worms? Were we feeding them antibiotic in the salt? Pipe ought to be hooked up to the tank. It was getting so low the fish might die. The country is still refreshed from the 2.5-inch rain, but it will be soon be gone. Back at the ranch house, Don and Jesse arrived, and the Horners and the Youngs and the Gills lingered for lunch. As usual, the table was bulging. Jake, Marie, Vicky, and George Christian. Whenever have I sat down at this table with a family of four or a couple of two? Social life in the hill country is at a peak this weekend. Mary Ellen had called and invited us to a buffalo barbecue this evening, but we couldn't go. I'd said we'd go over to the John Hills to see their ranch and have dinner. At the dinner parlor, I got a description of what the buffalo barbecue would be like. Horse trading would start at 4. People would drift in from all over the county, about 200 in all. I saw Dale Meeks all dressed up, wearing a string tie, bouncing along in the pickup. The young buffalo, corn-fed, was being barbecued all afternoon and would be served around 6. And afterwards, a band from Stonewall would furnish music for dancing. Later, I heard that the dancing lasted until 2 o'clock. In the cool of the evening, Lyndon and Jesse and Don and I went in the chopper to the John Hills. It was an experience I shall remember. The John Hills have bought the house rather recently. It was built by O'Neill Ford some years ago for a person with taste and understanding of this country. It is beautifully sited on a hilltop with a view of the winding river and the distant hills of stone with a long, low porch. The Joe Hill says it's her favorite spot about 5:30 in the morning, just as dawn comes up, to take a coffee and watch the deer. Mr. Hill is about 6'6" and delights in showing the place, as I would. He is a weekend summertime rancher who makes his living in another way, but has fallen in love with the country. The lawn I loved almost most of all, and especially the Texas persimmon trees, their ashy white trunks and twisted artistic branches. They look quite Japanese, rather like bonsai trees, scorned by ranchers and bulldozed out. They are really jewels in this setting. We had a snake-proof play yard for the children, a swimming pool, an enormous beamed living room furnished with outsized old Spanish antiques, one wall full of paintings. But it was the ranch itself that intrigued us. We rode and rode inside his deer-proof fence. He has a multitude of the native whitetail, and I was delighted that he liked them best of all. But he has exotic game, too, something called Iodad sheep, antelope, quite a variety. The real big moment of the day was when we went down to the river. I had never known there was anything like this on the Pedernales. Huge roaring falls cascade over the limestone rocks into a deep, clear pool. He called it the best catfish hole on the Pedernales. His rancher neighbor had caught 2 18-pound cat there last week and given them to him. He often spoke of catching a 35-pound cat. And there were tales of outrageous-sized catfish. There was a cave in the limestone cliffs, he told me. It had Indian pictographs in it. Once, however, during high water, it had gotten clogged with trees and branches and debris coming down the river. When they began the cleaning-up process, the foreman had set fire to it, blackening the pictographs. That was the easiest way to clean out the cave. I yearned to go to see it, although they warned me that it was probably rattlesnake-infested. For once, I willingly, even joyously, passed up Gunsmoke. while I looked at that collection of fossils, ate a delicious steak dinner, and then met their three little girls, all dressed exactly alike, in green print long dresses, long blonde hair flowing over their shoulders, for all the world like three Botticelli maidens, straight from dancing in a dell. And their one rambunctious little boy. The hills are a part of what is happening to the land around here. Wealthy people from outside coming in, sometimes, luckily, making the most of its natural beauty. And here, that is the case. It all reinforces my desire some part of this river, some part of this countryside, must be saved for the public. And so I love all the more Lyndon's idea of a park along the river, now giving someday, perhaps upon our death, our riverfront, our house, some sizable portion of our land for a federal park. Ours has a claim to history, but it is tame. There are no towering limestone cliffs, or rushing rapids, or deep pools, or Indian caves. I do want to walk the river, not only to Johnson City, but on beyond, past the hills, and on down to the Colorado. Meanwhile, in the papers, the wedding goes on. The invitation was printed today in the Washington Post. It's handsome. I'm proud of it. How amazing to think that someday these may be collector's items. We treasure what we have from the other seven weddings of White House daughters. And there is not enough.